Hello everyone, this is Nudge, and I am back after a really long amount of time. Not really long, actually. I'm recording this on August 28th, and I'm not sure when this is going to go up, actually, because, It's been a while, but I just now released my newest, cover, like, MML creation, so, I'm just gonna wait for, maybe I'm gonna make upload this a few days after I record it, maybe I'm gonna upload it tomorrow, I am not sure, but I'm just gonna make it, or at least hope to make it, now. We have a lot of ground to cover in this last episode, this second extra episode of Rhythm Heaven, So, I better get started. So, what I'm gonna do in this last part is cover up everything that I haven't done so far. Those two things being first, two-player endless games, which are right here, and the second one being the little other thing in the, that is the incentive to get all the perfect attempts, because while I was in Greece, I was able to get all of them. It took a little bit of time. I was, got like maybe 4 or 5 perfect attempts per day, and I got it done in the matter of, those 3 weeks pretty easily, in fact. 2 weeks, actually. So, let's do this. This menu is the two-player endless games menu, which has its own music, which is pretty cool. Now, one thing I also like about it, let me go backwards and show you. Listen closely. That is so cool. If you press anything on that, one part that is very silent, you can get the clear sound of the select sounds and menu sounds and stuff. That is quite interesting. I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's a reverb left over from that muted trumpet, but it doesn't matter to me. It still sounds really cool when it does that. Anyway, I've entered the first endless game, and this is an endless game called Claptrap, and it's the least two-player out of most of them because, I mean, you both do the same exact thing. Basically, both players have to press A in order to activate this. I don't actually know what it is, but all you hear is a 3-beat count. I'm going to try to explain, but it's kind of hard. The tutorial. Yeah. So the way it works is you hear dit-dit-dit, but you have to keep in mind that you have to also think a fourth one in your head, and right as soon as the fifth one is going to happen, that's when you press A on both controllers. And that little whooshing noise is what is a little bit of a warning to when you're supposed to press it, especially if the tempo gets really slow, because that's the way it works. The thing behind this is that the tempo will randomly change on you, get very fast or very slow. And, yeah, it's kind of like that. Now let's do it for real. Sometimes if you get it a little bit too early or late, it's gonna go, but if you get it wrong, like completely, then he's just gonna get hit by it. Yeah, almost. Yes. That's a slower one. It's gonna get faster in a minute. Or even slower. Oh, really? There. I don't know if I like the English one or the Japanese one better on this one. I'm gonna go up to a certain point and then just die. Sometime. Oh, not yet. Maybe now? Nope. You hear the background, like the birds and stuff fading in. That means there's a little bit of time for you to rest, but not much. And there's a special sound. Oh, three, four. It gets even harder after a while. You'll see. Here. No, not yet. Still no. It's completely random when it gives you the different patterns. And the tempo is also random. Oh! That's fast, but not as fast. Not the fastest that you can have. It's even harder. Although it is already a little challenging. But not yet. It gets even slower and even faster. Let's see if I can get one of those silent moments. Nope, still no. I'm getting really unlucky. Here. Nope. Every time I say it, it doesn't. Oh, crap. Gets even slower and even faster. Here we go. There. That's the sound I was waiting for. Two. Three. And... that's about as slow as you get. What? I'm gonna try to get to a really fast one. Yeah. Right as soon as I said that, I did it wrong. I timed it wrong and I died. You get three chances, you can't get any more, you just die if you do it badly enough. Now I did go a little bit higher once, so that was not a new high score, but there is a sound for if you get a new high score, and it will ask you for both players' names, which is quite interesting. It'll ask you in a with a menu that's also silent, so you can get some of the menu sounds that way as well, which is quite cool. Okay, next one, I don't think I've actually saved a high score for this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to complete one round of this, then intentionally die, and then do it better, and see if I can trigger the high score to happen. This one doesn't require a tutorial. It's Mutsi pounding. So basically, both players are tasked with pounding a rice cake or something similar. It's a weird noise. And the way you do it is one player presses the button, then the other player presses the button, and you just keep alternating between the two controllers, or at least hope to. Of course, this is much easier because I'm the only one playing right now, but if I were to be paired up with someone else, that would be much harder. And every time the timer... not the timer, but the amount of times you have to hit the rice cake before it's done increases. So this is round number one, and I'm just going to do it at a steady pace, like this. Any of them can start. One of the two players will start, and the other one will follow. Now, what I'm going to do is make... one of the players die twice, three times, by hitting... Okay. Boy. Yeah, by doing that. By pressing it twice. If you press it twice, you fail. And you have three chances. Now the second player is going to press it twice. Boy. There's actually different noises for that, which is quite interesting. One more time. And then it's going to... get me out. Okay. Boy. No. Now, let's actually do a run for real. Oh, it's actually asking me for the names. Okay, so you can move around and press A, and then it's going to ask you, are you sure? Press right for yes, and press A. And you have to do this for player two as well. Just, I don't know what I'm clicking. Yes. Now, let's do it again. Let's do it for real this time. I can go up to almost forever, really. There's nothing stopping me from going forever. But I'm going to show you something really funny that you can do. First, I'm going to start off by doing a few rounds normally. Although I do have to admit that these music cues get a little bit annoying after a while. I'm gonna make
the battery has discharged to 90%.
I don't care. I'm gonna make player 2 start this time, so you can hear what it sounds like when they finish, because it's always an odd number. Or at least, I think. Maybe it's not, but let's see. There we go. Now, at this point, I'm going to start speeding up. I'm not sure what happens if the time runs out, by the way. I've never had the timer run out. Maybe I should make it do that. But, I'm going to start speeding up, and you're going to see something really interesting happen. I actually messed that up. I usually don't mess it up, but this time I did. So, if you go rapid fire, they're going to start going... and the pitch just keeps going up forever, which is really fun. So let's do that again. There. That is still a pace I can easily manage. I'm going to try not going over that. And also, if you just stop in the middle of that, that is going to stop happening, and it's just going to go back to normal, like this. Like that. Okay, let's keep doing this for a few more rounds. Maybe. I'm not sure if I want to or not. From this point on, I'm gonna start going completely rapid fire, and I'm just going to lose as many. I'm probably gonna lose my lives. Whoa, that was weird. Oh no, it's still lagging. That's not good. That was really weird, but it actually kept up, which is interesting. Let's do it again. I don't think I can fail. I don't think it's possible to fail. I guess, actually, there is one way I can fail, which is if I go very slowly. I'm gonna wait, and I'm gonna see what happens if the timer runs out. I've never had it do that. Let's go slowly. Okay, that's a cool sound. I've never had it do that. But that is what happens when the timer runs out. So I'm just gonna make the other player fail once and get out. Because I could probably do this forever. Oh! Never mind, because if the timer runs out, that doesn't actually count as a fail. Whatever. Let's do it again. I thought it was gonna play the alternate high score jingle, but never mind, it didn't. So we get to enter our names again. You can always go back if you don't want the name. You press the left option, it'll go. but I do. I don't care really what it is. No, 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 no. Okay, so next one is much more visual than any of the others we've done so far. It's not undoable. It's kind of like Samurai Slice in Rhythm Heaven DS, if you remember that endless game, which was very visual. It's kind of like that. If you press both at the same time, it does work. It's just, you have to press both at the same time very often, and it's just, I don't know. I haven't gone very far into this, because it's quite hard. It's very hard, even in the very beginning it's hard. Maybe it's not if you're able to see the screen, but this is called Kung Fu Ball. Did I mention what the first game was called? It was called Claptrap, by the way. So Kung Fu Ball is a game where, first of all, you have to pass this ball from one player to the other and keep passing it along. So you go... player 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1. Okay, and when you hear the noise is when you're doing normal speed, but sometimes you don't hear that sound, which means... Oh, it went... What? What the... What? So yeah, sometimes you don't hear that whooshing noise, which means you have to go half speed. And that is very, very hard to see coming when you're supposed to do it and when you're not. Now, next part is where it gets interesting. Very interesting. First of all, is this cue. You have to press A and B on both controllers at the same time. When it goes hee-hoo. And also the kind of noise that you heard was when I was a little bit too early on one of those hits. If you miss it completely, it just falls down into the water and you lose a life. Now, this next one is the weirdest one. I'm gonna try to... Whenever I say one or two is when I hit one. Oh, never mind, I start from number player two. Okay, let's do that. So, two, one, two. One, two, one, two. So when it goes hi, ko, lo, whatever, and then you press the opposite on the fourth beat, and then right after that, just like normal, you press the opposite player's button as well. In English, it says great bird claw spike, pal. Which is a little easier to say instead of whatever they say now. Same part here. Except starting from player one. So one, two, one, two, one, two, one. Okay, so this is the real game. It gets much harder. It's very fast, even to start with. I'm gonna try to do my best, but it probably won't last for long. Here we go. Patterns are always the same to start with, so I kind of remember what to do, but not much. You start from right, in this case. That's another weird thing, where if you start from the wrong position, well, not the wrong position, you just don't know which one to start with. Like that. I started from the left, and it did work, but it didn't work for long, because I didn't remember what to do next. Okay, here we go. That is important. If you do that a lot of times, that's when you're gonna advance to the next level. If you break that ball into smaller pieces. every time there's a he who, I press... Oh, crap. Every time there's a he who, I have to press A on both controllers just to find out which one starts, because before, because sometimes it starts on the wrong one, if you know what I mean. So, I don't know which one to start on until I hear. So, yeah. Lost my second life already. It's not very easy. I'm gonna try to get at least one level, but every time you get a level up, it either gives you points, which is not very much to me, at least I can't see the score, so really it doesn't matter, or it gives you life back, which is something I do want, but it's much rarer. Just keep doing it. One more life left. Never mind! No.
Okay.
I have to try again. Oh, this lag is annoying. Let's do it again. One, two, three, four. Whoa. Here's the... Oh no, I did it again! Okay, two more lives left. Okay, please work. Yes! But again, that was only points. That was not a new life, which means it gets much harder after this. These first few levels are always pre-programmed, but I don't actually remember what these levels are like, so I'm bound to fail quite early. It gets much harder. And it gets faster as well. Also, the music pitch changes because this is an audio file, not a sequence.
He's cool.
Wait, call.
Hey,
wait, call.
I keep missing... Apparently, there is a second part of the music that I've never heard that started just then, and I can never, ever get up to that point. Ever. But at least if I get to keep going, then that will mean I'll level up quite soon. So, let's do it again. Never mind, because the lag killed me! Yay. So I could have gone much further if the lag wouldn't have killed me back there, but it's fine. Again, there's plenty of other people who've played this game before me, especially, you know, two people at the same time, which is much more fun that way. So, this next one, which is the second to last one, is much easier, unless the lag kicks in. At least in my case, I can probably go on forever on this one, because even though the tempo changes, it's not that hard, and it's very easy to pick up on. Here. It's called Pirate Crew. I think it is Pirate Crew. Yeah, Pirate Crew. And you are on a ship, directing it to go wherever your captain tells it to go, because you're two pirates... rowing the ship, and you have to keep pace with each other. Oh, I forgot to do the tutorial. Let's do that. So, this one's actually quite interesting in Japanese and in English. It's different. Let's see if it tells me what to do. So, when you hear Masuga Susume, you have to press A on every offbeat. It's kind of like Lady Cupid, if you remember that. And if you hear them go yeah when you're doing that, that means you were both perfectly in sync, both in the exact perfect rhythm. Sometimes I get a bunch of those, one in a row, one after the other. Now... There are two different other things that can happen. Turns, if you will. When you hear... You go 2-2-2-2-2. So, one does it normally, but two does it twice as fast. If that makes sense. So, two goes once every beat. So, 2-2-2, but one still goes 1-1-1. Same with the left turn, no, the right turn, sorry, except instead of hidari ni magare, it's migi ni magare.
Yeah!
Okay. I don't know if you get extra points if you're right on the beat. I'm not sure how the score is done at all. But basically, it's just a bunch of these... straights and turns one after the other, and the levels get longer, but the outstanding part of this, the thing that stands out in this game, is the fact that the music is a sequence, which means the tempo can change all at once, and it won't change the pitch, which is very cool. And there's, well, you'll see. Let's just do this. Go for a few rounds and then die, because I could probably do this forever. It starts with this. I'm not sure what that is at all. You do get, lives in this as well. I think you get lives back if you complete a level, but I'm not sure how exactly it works. Okay, let's go. Oh, crap. Is the end of the level music. Now it's going to get a little bit harder. After a while, the tempo gets very, very, very slow or very, very, very fast. Not yet, but it will. And the levels also last for much longer. so much, in fact, that the music sometimes even loops. But this is a very long track, by the way. So it does loop. If it loops, it takes a really long time. We haven't even gotten to the halfway point yet. And now it's the end of the day. Oh, those last two were completely messed up. It didn't kill me yet, but it will. Believe me, if the lag keeps on doing this, it's gonna kill me. Okay, here we go. A little faster now. Another really cool thing about this, I have to pay attention. Oh, crap. I'm gonna talk in between waves, I guess. Or rounds. There. So we got there. Okay, so another cool thing about this is that every single tempo that it can go to, every single BPM that it has its own voice clips for the captain. So she can say "hidari ni magare" and "masuga susume" or whatever that thing is in a bunch of different tempos. I think there's like 8 of them, or maybe 10. And they have different voice clips for each one. By the way, in English, these things in, if it's straight, they go, "everybody roll." If it's a left turn, it says, "and left turn." And if it's right, it says, "okay, right turn." It's a little bit different, a little bit harder to interchange with, like, the whistling and stuff that happens in the beginning of the music, but it's not that bad. That makes it much harder, believe me. It's all because I'm recording. Also, the clinging noise has changed speed as well. That's really cool. Oh, it's a very slow one, this one. I mean, a very short one. Yeah, I got it perfect on the very last one. That is very cool. I'm going to keep doing this for a little while. There's one thing that it does that gets a little bit harder, but not by much. You'll see. And then after a while, I'm going to wait till the music loops at... Never mind, I'm just going to die at some point. Maybe do like maybe 2 more rounds. Oh god. No! What? Oh! That was my bad. Did the wrong turns. No. Okay, that was scary. We're almost out of lives. Ooh, this one's a really slow one. And as you can tell, there's no pitch change because it's using the sequence tempo. Even the water noises are tempo synced. That is cool. Barely at the halfway mark to the music. It's so slow. Okay. No, 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 no. That was pretty cool. Okay, I think I'm gonna die at this point because I need to keep going. I need to keep going because I don't want this to go on forever. I'm just gonna die now. Oh, that's another thing that it does. It starts on a turn to start with. Yeah, that is what happens. If you lose too many lives, the ship just explodes. And you die. Now, I could have gone on this for forever, as I said before, so there's really no point. Okay, I don't care, I'll do that later. Okay, real quick, I'm going to show you this last game, but it's basically worthless, because as far as I could tell, the pattern never changes, and it's very, very boring. Unless you're playing with two players, in which case, it gets very, very hard. And maybe the visuals make it even more distracting, because apparently there's like text on the screen that you can read. But this is Bossa Nova 2-player. Basically, there's one in the foreground, one in the background, and you're just doing the rhythms kind of like in Bossa Nova, except player 2 also has to do the opposite of what you're doing. It's very hard to explain. I can't even explain. Basically, one player does the 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, and the other player does the 1-2. 1, 2. Kinda like that, but it's very hard to explain. Let's see if I can do this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, right. Left, left, left. Left, left. Left, left. Right, right. Left, left, left. Right, right. Right. You kinda get what I mean. I'm just trying to do it while talking. It's very hard. But this is literally the same as Bossa Nova normal, except if you fail a bunch of times, you just lose lives, and that's about it. I've gone up to maybe another minute of this. I've gone up to maybe 1 minute right after the music loops for the second time, and nothing changes. It's literally the same. So I'm just gonna leave that as it is. I don't even care about naming any of these anymore. Okay, so two-player endless games are finally done. That was fun. That was actually quite fun, but it would probably be even more fun if I was actually with someone else to play with. But yeah, that's how two-player endless games work. Now, we're not done. Oh no, there's one more thing. One more thing. It's in the endless games section, of all things, the one-player ones. There's one more game that is only unlocked if you get every single perfect attempt. Besides all the music tracks and all the stuff you can read, there's this one incentive. And this is really cool. It has a music track of its own, and it's got games that you've never heard of until now. This game in question is called Endless Remix, and the weirdest part about it is you fail once, you die. No lives, no nothing. There's two games that you will recognize. There's Munchie Monk and there's Manzai in the American version, it's just Mr. Upbeat instead of Man's Eye. But it's much fun, which much more fun with Man's Eye, by the way. So, the other games, though, you have to press certain things, and I'm not sure how you're supposed to even find out how to do it. But, I mean, if you look on Rhythm Heaven Wiki, of course you do find out, but, like, while you're actually playing it. Okay, so first, you start with the basketball game, where every time you hear them go, you press A and B. Wait. Wait. Now, this other one, you do that, you hear the 1, 2, and then hold A and let go for another beat. 1, 2. 1, 2. And back to basketball. And this also turns random very, very early on. It also changes speed very, very slowly. This chameleon one, you have to... That was an A and B. This is a faster one. You just press A. Now, we have... And... One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, so, that was all the games. We have the frog one with the We have the basketball one with the hoist, and you have the chameleon one with the and you have to wait 3 beats when it does the and then you press either A if it's a faster one, or not a faster, a higher pitch one, or an A and B if it's a lower pitch one. And I think that's it. So, and besides that, there's Man's Eye, and there's Munchie Monk. Okay, let's keep going.
At this point,
it is random. Ooh! Oh, that was bad. That was really bad. I messed that up completely. Let's try that again. This first part is always the same. Thank goodness. This music, though, is really cool. Wait. The patterns do get much harder after a while, though. It's not always the same. I hope I did a good job trying to explain how it works. The counting is always is only present the first time. Sen ni ich. No 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 no. What the hell? Okay. Lesson learned. Do not sing. Do not sing ever. Try again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, here we go. Now it's different. Now it's random. Like, completely. Whoa! That caught me off guard. Man's Eye? If there's one beat of silence, that means it's Man's Eye. Sometimes you may get those insects with a different rhythm. Man's Eye again. Not sure if you can tell, but it did get a little bit faster. No, what? This lag hates me. This lag really hates me. Let's try closing some stuff.
Speech unmuted. Audio hijack 3.2 points. Finder. Battery monitor. Messages. Mail. Dolphin. Audio hijack. Finder. Battery monitor. Dolphin. Speech.
There's nothing to close. It's just gonna have to stay this way. Okay. I've gone up to a considerably higher level than this. Without recording, of course, but still. What in the... What was that? Okay, calm down. Calm down. Try again. I'm gonna try to do it a little better this time. Are you kidding me? I think this calls for the fact that I am just way too either excited or stressed or something, but I keep doing stuff wrong by myself this time, not because of the lag. This time I pressed A on B on an insect that was just supposed to be A. Should I try again? I don't know if I want to. You know what? I think this means I think I'm done. I mean, I've gone much further than this, but again, you can look up other people playing the game. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But what I will do is show you a few things that you can find in the music section of the cafe, which is really, really cool. Let's see. No, I didn't mean to go out. Get me back in. There's the remixes, of course. But there's these. This is the Wake Up Caller nighttime music. This is the Munchie Monk music. There's the shoot of this music. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the alternate variation in here, but it does exist. And then there's... No. It's so weird listening to it so slowly. Hi. It's also weird having none of the... nothing ever happening. Is it just gonna keep looping this, or is it? Does it actually get higher? Or not higher, but like... more complex. Oh, it does. Ooh. I like that. I like that little organ thing. Ooh, now there's guitars. It's so cool listening to these little variations. Doesn't have any of the drum variations, unfortunately. Be careful, though, to never go to the very lowest option in the menu. If you go down too much, it'll go ooh and go back. And these are the, a police call music. And some of these are Oh, these are the hi-hat ones. Also, there is Toy Car, which sounds very ridiculous because you never hear it like this. Yeah, it never sounds like that in the real game, ever. But, never mind. Now, if you go even more, you get this music, which is really cool. And then there's the Rhythm Tengoku game music. And this is the Edge. Now, these last few are what I want to really talk about. This, which is the music you heard when we beat Remix 7. It's in here. Then there's Nightwalk. And there's also this credits. It's weird because you can hear this. Never mind. Because I said you could hear this by actually playing the real game and then just... But then you have to play the game, so actually, never mind. Actually, did I miss something? Yeah, I think I did. Oh, there's actually music for these, too. Okay, so you can listen to Pirate Crew. You can also listen to Kung Fu Ball. So that actually does have music. What's this? Oh, this is the Endless Remix music, okay. Right next to it. So yes, if you get all the perfect temps, you unlock everything, including the Endless Remix music as well. Which is really cool. Except, unfortunately, it is laggy. But it is one of my favorite tracks in the game. By the way, if you look on the bottom part of this menu where the back button is, if you go right, there is one more button. If you press this, nothing appears to happen, but what really happens is if you get to the end of a track, it'll play a random track afterward, which is something new, because I don't think I've ever had... I don't think Rhythm Heaven DS or Tengoku will let you do that. Although Tengoku is much more fun, because you can play along to tracks with drums, but never mind. So, yeah, that was the two-player Endless games, as well as the Endless Remix, which I've done a very bad job of showing off, but it was mostly because of the lag. And again, there's a bunch of other people who have made videos of high scores on these, especially the Endless Remix. It is very easy to do. I myself have done much better because I wasn't recording. And for those who are playing on the real Wii, of course, it's much easier because there's no lag. So yeah, that's about it. I can't really say much more. Mina no Rizumu Tengoku has been a really fun thing for me to do for these past few months, and getting a perfect save file on it is even more amazing. Oh, it fades out. Okay, interesting. Anyway, let's get out of this. So, that was Mina no Rizumu Tengoku Extra 2 and Mina no Rizumu Tengoku in general. I hope you've enjoyed everything that I've done in this playthrough. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do next as a playthrough. Probably nothing for the next few months. I'm going to be focusing on school, mostly. But, I don't know. We'll see. So, I'm going to try to do a few MML remixes, but besides that, I don't know. We'll just find out. I don't know yet. Ew. So, that was that, and I hope you've enjoyed everything, and I will see you whenever I make another video. Until then, goodbye for now.
Space with yes button triggers the action. Empty table. Audio space with application.